I've said it before, and I've said, you never know who's watching. nothing to change.
Need nothing to change. How many of you were growing up and grandma, somebody, mama said, well, you're going to eat all your food. You're going to clean that plate. And when I say all, I mean all. I mean, while I'm sitting at the dinner table and the news doesn't come on. No microwave. How many of y'all remember mama warming up food by taking a pot of water and setting the plate on top of the water and put a lid on? That's how you warm up food.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Get that water hot, set that plate up there, put a lid on. Yeah. Boy, that listen. That took a little while.
Yeah.
And you sit there after I let your peas and Lord, I hate it. I hate it, lime and beans. When lime beans was on the agenda, I knew I had problems. And my mama knew it too. She said, oh yeah, I see where you're looking. But you're going to eat these lime beans. And I wanted to tell her so bad on them. But I did. I sat there. And sat there. And she looked over there and said, you can sit there as long as you want to. You're going to eat the lime beans. And I sat there. And sat there. And praying in the back of my mind, I learned how to pray early. Praying that my daddy would never see on my back and finally said, Cuckoo, just let the boy get on up. She was giving him some time. She said, oh no, he trying to hold me out. I'm going to show him. Daddy said, well, a little while, son, just keep one more. You know, he read this one line. I mean, it got to the point where I started having anxiety issues about lying. And, you know, I'd rather get away with a few of them on the plate. But I just wasn't going to do it. You know? I don't care what they said. I wasn't going to do it. And so it comes to a point where what God is doing in us and what God has for us, it's really a matter about our willingness to be participants in the divine. Spiritual knowledge is an absolute. You are not going to heaven because you have figured out how. Or because you know the shortest path paths to Kilimanjaro is out. I mean, you climb Mount Everest if you want, but it's just cold. Yeah, I don't see why. That ain't going to get you to heaven. You know, and so what he's telling us is, he said, listen, everything that God has, that's how we become spiritually powerful. Because we know healing. We know prophecy. We know gifts. We know ministry. We know love. We know all of that stuff. And people will be a path to our door because we know. And they'll want to be a part of us because we know. And he said, listen, that's the gift. And he said, this is my goal. It ought to be every disciple's goal. That everybody in the church is spiritually rooted. So we can do what? Come up together. That's how we get all together on one accord. Because we're all small. No. Well, how many of you are in the smart group? You know, we got that classroom. And other kids didn't like you a whole lot. Oh, and you know, they didn't have nerve. They had brain damage. You're a brain damage. Well, I do know this. I'm going to get out of here someday. You know, I remember my senior year when they announced, if you start to punch this, kid that wasn't going to graduate, it was weeping and gnashing of teeth that day. I mean, you had 12 years just like the rest of them. And it all comes down to this. And a whole lot of folks, and the fact that they chose not to. Y'all remember sitting in the classroom, the little bucketheads who just wouldn't do nothing. They came to school for two things, a free bus ride and lunch. They did nothing. We had kids who would actually walk the halls. I remember those who would skip all day long and had to run through the truant people all day. They spent their whole day hiding. They couldn't just sit in the classroom. And the reality is, go look at them now. Now, some of them might have got it, but the truth of the matter is, unless you engage, you're going to get left out. And in the body of Christ, what God has given us is gift. his works, the wisdom of God, huge. I mean, when you can do as others don't do because you know to do better, when you can actually go through your trials and tribulations and not panic and not give up because you know that God's got it.
Yes.
Yeah, the Lord is going to do it. It may not be this afternoon. It may not be tomorrow. But every day the Lord lets me live is another day that God is proving I got this.
Amen.
How many of you are busy with things that other folks can't even imagine?
Amen.
Fraction, they knew something changed. God said, I'm looking for you. Looks interesting. I want to be able to bless folk and not curse folk. I want to be able to walk with folk and not leave them abandoned in one ditch and under another ditch. I don't want to be two blind men walking together. What could Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles get done? Nothing. Okay, our time is up. It's right at the border, too. We're going to try to keep things tight today so we don't open the way out, because it's going to be a good day for us. Amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you so much for the lessons you learned. We thank you, God, for these who have taken the time to engage with us.
Thank
you, Lord, for our listeners. We thank you, Lord, for those who make sure our communications go out. And thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share with the world how wonderful our relationship with Christ is and how wonderful theirs could be also. God, we thank you for forgiveness of sin, every mercy, and every grace. We thank you, God, for truly you're worthy of our praise. We ask now, God, that as we move further to the celebration of this service, that you would certainly, Lord, keep us focused.
Yes.
That we would remember to lift up and magnify your name. Give God, we bless you.
Bless
in
you.
Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
We're going to get